Hello, and welcome back to the Weekly Fix. It is the second week in December, and markets are gearing up to bring 2025 to a close. With only one final Fed meeting standing between now and year-end, investors have begun looking ahead to 2026. In this episode, we'll focus on our outlook for the year ahead, as well as opportunities and potential risks we are seeing within U.S. fixed income markets. Starting with this week's Fed decision, we expect the committee to deliver a hawkish third rate cut to close out the year. As we move into 2026, our view remains constructive on the U.S. economy, with expectations for a reacceleration of growth driven by continued strength of the consumer, deregulation, elevated AI-related CapEx investment, and less policy uncertainty from the Trump administration. We believe this will coincide with continued easing of financial conditions and see up to three more cuts in 2026 as new leadership takes over at the Fed. Turning to markets, valuations remain tight across both investment grade and high yield. All-in yields, however, remain attractive, and a pickup in volatility and dispersion is providing ample opportunity to add value through idiosyncratic spread compression trades. We continue to believe the overall tighter level of spreads is in part a reflection of the improving credit quality trends and bolstered balance sheet positions of U.S. corporations. With that said, the start of the year typically brings seasonally high levels of supply to debt markets. In 2026, we expect this pattern to not only continue, but anticipate even more elevated supply, particularly within investment grade, as a deluge of AI-driven debt issuance could test investor appetite for corporate bonds and spur further concerns about an AI bubble. In our view, we believe we're still in the early innings of an AI build-out. And unlike the off-reference.com bubble, we view the trends in corporate adoption of AI as suggestive of a more sustainable trajectory for the sector. Further, issuers are tapping multiple sources of financing across public, private, and securitized markets, which should help to reduce the pressure on any individual one. The size and scope of these deals, however, even if spread across investor types, is going to be a significant amount for markets to absorb. This will likely lead to shorter-term dislocations in both equity prices and credit spreads. Absent a deterioration in other parts of the U.S. economy, in the form of either an unexpected spike in inflation or a significant softening of the labor market, we believe this should help create value and present a better entry point for investors to re-engage with fixed income markets as secondary spreads reprice wider in anticipation of more supply. Any way you look at it, it is a fun and opportune time to be an active fixed income investor. We believe credit markets are set to deliver high single-digit returns in the next year, driven by a combination of attractive carry and potential price appreciation should yields trend lower. We're still mindful of the fragility underlying markets, and with spread levels remaining tight, are focused on quality, liquidity, and having dry powder ready to deploy as these new deals come to the market. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for joining us, and have a great rest of the week.
This podcast is provided by RBC Global Asset Management, RBC GAM, for informational purposes and may not be reproduced, distributed, or published without the written consent of RBC GAM. This podcast does not constitute an offer or solicitation to buy or to sell any security product or service in any jurisdiction. Nor is it intended to provide investment, financial, legal, accounting, tax, or other advice, and such information should not be relied or acted upon for providing such advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. This product is not available for distribution to investors in jurisdictions where such distribution would be prohibited. Investment and economic outlook information has been compiled by RBC GAM from various sources. Information obtained from third parties is believed to be reliable, but no representation or warranty expressed or implied is made by RBC GAM or its affiliates or any persons as to its accuracy, completeness, or correctness. RBC GAM and its affiliates assume no responsibility for any errors or omissions.